talking today with Mike Spradlin, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mike, you're a week away from the 2012 edition of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Annual Convention, your trade show as well. Back to downtown Oklahoma City once again this year.
That's right, Teron. You know, we start next Friday. And, you know, Jim Inhofe's going to kick off. He'll be our featured speaker that day. And then followed by him will be Secretary of State Glenn Coffey. So we're looking for some great things coming from those two leaders.
I know that one of the things that you do, Mike, on an annual basis is one of the big important things that your delegates come together to work on, the policy that's bubbled up from really the grassroots from your county organizations.
Ron, that's right. Not only with the state policy, but national as well. Of course, we got some things we're looking at. We all have a concern about water in the state of Oklahoma, and that's going to be certainly on the minds of our delegates. Another thing this year coming up, we know there's going to be a lot of tax exemptions maybe going away if something's not done on the federal level. The death tax is certainly one of those things that we're really very interested in. Something has to be done before that happens. At the same time, we're looking also trying to see what we can do to be certain that we get a farm bill finished. Probably not likely it's going to happen this year, so we may have to start this whole process all over. But whatever happens there, you know, we're going to be ready for it.
And, you know, as you think about that policy process, it seems like that your delegates, obviously, the resolutions committee that has already worked, done their work, and done their recommendations now to the delegates, they really sift through a lot of stuff that comes up from the county level, and they try to condense it down for those delegates for next week, Friday and Saturday.
Well, I've always said, you know, our Farm Bureau policy book, which I call our Farm Bureau Bible, has a lot of fingerprints on it because, again, you're right, it starts off way early with the County Resolutions Committee, goes through the county annual process, our State Resolutions Committee meets, and then here we take it to the delegates, and they'll have an opportunity to put the final stamp of approval on that book.
When we think about some of the other things that will be going this year, you talked about Senator Inhofe being there. You've also got some folks from, I know, AFBF coming in this year as well to address the group.
That's right. Mary Kay Thatcher, of course, we know that she's one of the top people, a lobbyist in Washington, D.C., and we're very fortunate to have her working for us, American Farm Bureau. She's going to come in and speak on the Farm Bill. And we have John Anderson, one of their economists, going to talk about the food prices with the environment we have now. And we'll have an individual talking about succession planning and business and wealth transfer, very important in agriculture. You know, we have a lot of assets as agriculture. It's not always a lot of money, but we do have assets that are valued at our time of death that kind of shocking to some people. So we need to be certain that we are prepared to be certain that our assets go the direction that we want them to go.
Right. And, of course, you honor quite a few folks. Young farmers and ranchers will be honoring some of their own, as well as the Farm Bureau itself honoring your Farm Family of the Year.
We will. And, of course, we start off Friday with the YF&R discussion meet, and the winner of that would be announced. We'll have Secretary of Year. We'll have the Media Person of the Year as well. But Farm Family is one of the big highlights. And, of course, as we go into the counties with the John A. Taylor Award and the Golden Eagle Award and all these things. But the counties have worked all year very hard, and, you know, we're going to honor those that have excelled in these activities.
Let's go past your convention that is coming up, obviously. Go back a little bit. You're just back from a rather interesting set of travels with some of your colleagues, peers, State Farm Bureau presidents and AFBF leadership, looking at the transportation infrastructure on the water here in the United States and even in Panama.
That's right, Ron. You know, what we're looking at now, it's very important what's going to happen by the year 2050. Again, we know we're going to have to produce 100% more food by then than we do now. But the important thing is, how do we move that food? One of the most economical ways is through water systems. And we're very fortunate in North America to have the Mississippi River, which a lot of the tributaries come in from major ports and major cities, and utilize that navigational system. But there's some infrastructure problems that we have. There's some maintenance that needs to be done, some repairs. And especially with the last 2 years with the drought, the draft on that is becoming a problem. When we talk about draft, the depth, the Corps of Engineers has to guarantee 9 foot of water in those navigational systems. And sometimes that becomes quite an issue. And we saw all along all the problems they have and what they have to do to continue dredging to be certain that these barges can move product in and out of our country. But as we look on down, and the reason we went from – we started out in St. Louis. We went to Port of New Orleans, then to Baton Rouge, and looking at all the infrastructure problems we got with our major ports here. But then a very interesting thing, we went on down to the Panama Canal. And the reason we're so much interested in that is that the new post-Panex ships, that the huge ones is actually being built right now, and they cannot actually go through the Panama Canal at this point. They're so large. So the Panama Canal is being reconstructed. They've been a five-year project. They felt it would be finished in 2014. That's not going to happen. They say it's going to at least be into 2015 before the canal and the new locks and dams are finished. But it's very important that we have that particular gateway there because it's only 48 miles wide. Now, the detour around the Panama Canal is 8,000 miles. And so it's very important, and that's why it's so that this has to be a happening that comes at the port there in Panama. And they're going to do it. I mean, we saw the work that's going on, but it just isn't going to happen as quick as they'd like it to happen.
Of course, the thing is, we need to be able to handle those huge ships at our ports as well as the ones that are, once they get through the canal, we still got to be able to handle them.
That's right. Most of the draft, especially in Port of New Orleans, is 45 feet. These Pamax, post-Pamax ships are going to require at least 50 foot of draft. So we're going to have to do some work in our own ports here in the United States. But it's very important, again, if we have all this grain we're going to have to produce within the next several years, the important thing is we have to get it out because, again, if we have a backup, a log of it, that means we have a surplus in one particular area, and we know what that does, a surplus does to the prices, and we just can't afford to have a backlog of transportation of our grains going out of this country.
One last subject, Mike, might talk about just for a moment. Tuesday, obviously, very important day. Federal elections, state elections, local elections for a lot of our folks as well. Your thoughts as far as the importance of your members and anybody in rural Oklahoma getting out and voting?
Well, this is, of course, I guess we say it every time. This is one of the most important elections to face us. And, of course, every election, the next one will be that much more important. But it is very important. And certainly, as citizens of the United States, we should feel and recognize how fortunate we are to have this opportunity. And I just hope that everyone takes that opportunity to express their opinion on leadership because this is a very important thing for not only our country but for rural America as well.